years have gone by and humanity is steadily declining. Our world is dying. Our connection to each other is dying. We are dying. And we are doing it to ourselves. Mysteriously, the human race has abandoned good morals and ideas that once held our universe together. And now, we have just discovered our enemy. Our intelligence division calls it the Darkness Virus. Our only guide is an intelligence AI called Mother. But are we too late? Are we forced to repeat the future again?
Welcome, team and survivors of the Darkness Virus. You may call me Mother. It is understood that for an entity to overcome the ego, it must understand the difference between that which is termed feeling and that which is emotion. The question has been asked, what is a feeling? Shields up. You now have a limited time to transmit to the DKV resistance. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
And welcome today to another fine adventure of SO Life, where you get to learn how to live your life to the maximum ability that you can figure out. Today's topic is going to be, well, it really should be a secret, I think. I really shouldn't tell you what feelings really are. And yes, I get an air for the dramatic, but isn't life dramatic as it is? Aren't feelings dramatic?
Well, they can be.
Greetings, Elvan. How do you do?
Doing good, and welcome to another SO Life Brain Snacks. This is a TAF-based Brain Snacks. What is a feeling? The question has been asked.
And before we begin, Luna 9, say hello.
Hello, everyone. Good to be here on the Association Files once again.
Good deal. So before we begin, L1, your announcements, please.
Yes. So, welcome, team and survivors of the Darkness Virus. Now, just want to let you guys know, Become the Source is actually a self-sponsored broadcast assisting you to find your way through life. This Brain Snacks is actually also self-sponsored too. That's made possible by the Dynexum Project. Now, the Dynexum Project, that actually helps individuals and social media create multiple streams of income doing what they do best, and that's promoting their content. For free information, you can actually go to becomethesource.com or novismsynergy.com. And of course, to listeners of this broadcast, you can actually get cash back on just about anything that you need or want from your favorite stores, and even trying something new. Just visit our link. It's shopping.becomethesource.com. Once again, that's shopping.becomethesource.com. Your purchases will actually directly contribute to BTS and all of the projects. Of course, registering for that is free, of course. And then, of course, you can shop what you like. We figured if you're, you know, people have suggested us taking donations, and that's fine too. But people have said, we thought, why not actually contribute to us by actually getting something that you like and doing it every products you shop for every day. Anyway, we got a product of the day today, and I think, you know, this kind of helps with your feelings, or at least with your emotions and the chemistry. That's Isotonics B Complex. You know, a lot of people have said that B Complex helps with giving you energy, also helps with concentrating and being able to, you know, do those rigorous academic things, and even helps with headaches and things like that. And I've tried it, and there's some merit to it. Anyway, welcome aboard. You're now part of the resistance.
Welcome to La Resistance! Anyway, so I am really enamored with this subject.
Of course you are.
You know, I take it kind of light. Oh, yeah. Take it very light there. But feelings cripple humanity.
Well, it's only because they don't know the difference between feelings and emotions.
Feelings cripple humanity. I gotta say that. Wow.
Sounds, and why is that? Why do feelings cripple humanity?
I think that feelings, and first of all, let's go around and find out the definition of feelings from everybody here. Luna 9, definition of feelings as you experience it. Well, I guess Mother wants to know.
Mm-hmm. So, I think that there's a vast definition difference between emotions and feelings. I think when you think about emotions are confused with feelings all the time, but I think an emotion is actually more of a state of mind that is deriving from someone's circumstance or their mood or a relationship with another person. I think it's something more dynamically complex. It's more of like a way of being, a way of resonating in a way. And I think that
I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, and I think that with feelings, and it's more of an emotional state or reaction, like love, care, affection, etc. Something that deals more with like the senses and the reactions of your body to events and things of such. So I think that's the big difference.
Okay, Elle, what's on your agenda there with
feelings? Yeah, so you got emotions is the neurochemical reaction that happens in your brain.
Right.
Emotions are actually that chemistry that goes in your brain that people feel they don't have any control over. And in a way, they kind of don't if they've built their neural net from that.
I totally agree with that. You know, because when you think about emotions, you're thinking about things like fear, sadness, surprise, mm-hmm. joy. And people think that those are things that just kind of like happen. But they don't know that you can actually control them, like you said. So that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a feeling as well, that's more of a TAF esoteric thing. We'll get into that in a minute. But mm-hmm. I thought, let's bring emotion out there. Emotion is actually
that. Let me throw in there the word feeling, because, you know, it's what about what are feelings and stuff like that. I think that the scientific community may assume that a feeling is something that, how do I say, I'm trying to figure out the way to express it. Like a sensation to the fingertips is considered a feeling. I feel this on my hand.
I'm telling you, it's like the senses or reactions of your body.
Right.
Yeah, so, the perceptiveness of your mind as well.
However, when you get into TAF. Exactly. Now it begins to change, right?
So yes.
Let's say that there's an entity that walks into the room, right?
Uh-oh.
Your body has a resonance. And once that resonance starts to feel another resonance coming in, then a slew of things can happen. So, for example, what can happen is that the resonance, say it's a, if you look at waves, you know, like say you got a positive 10 wave and you're a negative 10, both of them will cancel out into zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the feeling is what you get as that wave is coming in, touching you or your etherics and touching all of this other stuff and just driving you batty, you know?
Yeah.
So the idea then becomes that you sort of have to sort of understand that feeling is something very important in the scientific community, but it's also way more than that. It also deals with the ability to, it's more like a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's more like people go, well, you know, I'm sensing something. I'm sensing something that comes from the past or something from the future, or I'm sensing something. Or if you're a psychic, for example, you might say, I sense that your mother is present. I sense. Well, the layer of that sensation is also a feeling. You know what I'm trying to say?
I do.
So there's a little thin layer there that says this is a feeling that I'm having. It is sort of either a metaphysical embrace or something in there that actually is bonding with your resonance, touching you. So that's kind of like where it changes. So you can actually go into a haunted home and say, hey, I'm feeling kind of weird. I don't know how to express it. My brain doesn't know how to express it. And that feeling then interprets into an emotion and something else. So it's like the primer that charges the bomb into what you're going to feel, how you're going to react.
That makes me think then, Ovi, about kind of like, you know, like with scientists, like if you have like two different types of things that you're mixing together, you know how they'll have a chemical response to each other. Like sometimes like oil and water, they just don't blend, but they can like overlap each other without mixing. Or
exactly.
Sometimes
you know what the feeling is? You know where the oil and the water don't blend? That little piece in between it.
Right.
Oh.
So when I think about that, and I think about like also not just blending or staying apart, but sometimes one cancels each other or distorts the other one, or it becomes something totally different. That's what I think about also as an example when I think about like energetics and when I think about like an aura. Kind of like if you think about yourself and you think about your aura bubble and you go into a haunted house like the Novi was saying, and you feel that resonance that starts to impact it, when you think about those coming into contact with each other, like how would you react? You feel that beginning to penetrate your aura, and if that's a different type of frequency that you're used to, or something that doesn't resonate at the same level or mindset, let's say, then that can definitely cause some contradiction and make you feel really odd.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the core of the problem here. People don't know these things. I think if you don't know the difference between feeling, sensing, and emotions, you're basically open to be sabotaged. You're open to be attacked. I mean, you're kind of like, what is it? A sitting duck. That's it. A sitting duck.
Can you then, like, for example, how do I say this? Because this is a very intricate detail to talk about feelings. Can you say, for example, you know, Luna's example, right, where you got the mixture of, what is it, oil?
Oil and water.
Oil and water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know when you mix it up, you get all the bubbles everywhere?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Can you say then that the human being, the human experience, when you are shooken up, you get emotions, you get all these other stuff.
Oh, you know what? That's
all
really
interesting. All in a bunch of little bubbles.
Let's see.
Like that. And you need to settle down to be able to separate the feelings.
And a lot of people don't know how to do that.
Exactly.
Because of the core causes here. You've got two core causes for this.
I think Luna and I want to mention something. What was you were excited about, Luna?
Well, I guess I was just kind of thinking about how when you mentioned if you mix oil and water and you have, like, in the water, you have, like, little oil pockets or bubbles that are still separated but still mixed. It kind of makes me think of, like, you know, when you go into a situation where you learn something new and that information is inside of you, and it may be something you hadn't experienced before, but it's still outside of you, but you've become aware of it. So it's kind of like the little bubble of oil is sitting inside the water, but it hasn't merged because it hasn't, like, integrated into it. Just so interesting.
What do you think, Elle?
No, I think that's awesome. I mean, it's kind of like when I think of mix of oil and water and bubbles, I think of a big mess.
right.
It's a mess.
And that's how you feel.
that's how you feel.
Well,
and
you know,
it even goes down to your body. Your body starts reacting too. It's not just getting a scared feeling. Your body starts reacting.
Right. Yeah. Emotionally triggers off the emotional and chemistry, motor skills that are in your body, because your body doesn't know where to go, what to do.
Yeah, you feel awkward and dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm. Or you trigger off something else in your body that creates, you know, the motor skills to be that way. You begin to sweat. I do want to mention one more thing about feelings, though, because it's a very important topic and I think it's overlooked. I think that also when you're talking about feelings, besides the confusion because you're not used to it, what about if you're going to consider, like, past lives or the 100 monkey theory?
Collective consciousness.
Collective consciousness, exactly. Yeah. So I think that feelings are a preliminary to your understanding that something is either happening or about to happen. And the other thing, too, is that your body will react in your stomach, your legs, your head, your heart, because those all have, like, neurons that know how to interpret information. So when people say I have a gut feeling, it's because that part of your neurology, that part of you has the ability to think without having an emotional reaction or a hippocampus, which will then allow you to, you know, think and judge and all that. It just says, hey, I need to get out of here, or hey, there's something about to happen, or hey, you know what I'm saying? And the amount of intensity, if you pay attention to it, can kind of tell you what's about to happen next.
Good point there. Feeling of a premonition, almost, they call it.
Bingo. It could be the trigger to a premonition. I would agree that, based on tough.
You know, that also makes me think about when, do you know, like, sometimes you have this feeling that something's going to happen, but because you're not really sure, you kind of sometimes ignore what they call a gut feeling, and then something does end up happening. You're like, oh man, if only I had reacted on that gut feeling. I think that when you think about the overall poor understanding and use of our emotional intelligence, like, if we were able to broaden our knowledge about these types of things, that we would also be able to understand when we pick something up and we can use it to our advantage rather than not know what to do about it and potentially miss an opportunity or run into a circumstance that's so
right. And I think for the human life, if you don't pay attention or understand a feeling, it triggers off the emotion and you lose out on potential opportunities in life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the problem with the human experience.
Well, that goes to the core causes here. You got a lack of education, number one. You're just not taught this in school. And then on top of it, you have an inaccurate use of language. So the people who are trying to learn, They confuse the terms emotion, premonition, feeling. They confuse it all, sensing. And it just leads to such an inaccurate use of language, which causes more confusion and lack of education, which adds ignorance to the mix. It's just a nasty combination. It's almost like the odds are kind of stacked against humans.
I think in that case, I think humans really need to take an esoteric class based on understanding the paranormal and the stuff that we don't yet understand. Someday, and I'm not saying this jokingly, you know, there used to be a long time ago where they thought, you know, the whole vampire syndrome, when people died, they find out that there was a certain disease that was going on, right? Not that vampires don't exist or anything like that. I'm not going to get into that. I don't even care. But the point is, let them be a negative fourth. The point is, though, that as we progress, we build tools to be able to understand our area of experience. So I think in the future, people will be able to understand feelings a lot better and how your body reacts to certain feelings and time and premonitions and things of that nature. Right now, we just don't have the tools on this planet.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But I think, you know, maybe part of the solution is to remember that your feelings, your emotions, sensing, those are tools. You know, as Luna 9 was saying, they're tools and they can be used correctly if you take the opportunity to learn how to use them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But how would you, like, take your time to train one of those things? Just shortly.
I mean, I think you have to, like, you have to respect yourself enough to give yourself the time to feel yourself out. Kind of like if you're in a situation and you start to react to certain things, first you understand how you react to things. So you understand how your feelings develop and what kind of neurological responses and chemical responses are shot through your body and into your brain. So based on that, you can kind of see where that is. And then you can see how you react to that. And then you can see how you feel about that. And then, you know, you start to branch out further and further. But I think it's a step-by-step process. So it's kind of like, where do you really start? I think you just kind of have to start at the basics just to know where you are. And once you're at a neutral ground, you can start something more
complex. So you're taking the scientific approach then, right?
You have to.
On yourself, right?
Definitely.
So L1, can you recap for us the problem, the core causes, and how we solve this issue?
Well, you know, first off, we have to acknowledge that the problem is that it is a lack of knowledge. People don't know the difference between emotions, sensing, and feelings. And as a result, people not only cannot accurately communicate the situations that they're in, but they don't have the repertoire to be able to react to it in a way that's beneficial. And that's, you know, also leads to, you know, use of poor understanding and use of emotional intelligence. Not only that, but people have misused feelings in the past to even justify their biases. So that's the big problem we're looking at. Core cause would be lack of education, a bias against being educated about feelings and senses. People think it's New Age nonsense. It's actually not New Age. It's been around longer than history records, but I'm not going to get into that. And then when you got inaccurate use of language on top of it all, people who are trying to communicate it just creates more confusion. So we have to have to approach this scientifically as a solution. You know, we do have to remember that your feelings, being able to sense, and use of emotions are tools that can be used.
So don't ignore them, because you're really doing yourself a dysfunctional unfavor. So some of the solutions would be what? Like, first of all, Luna 9 recommends to get in touch with who you really are, right? Since some of those things, I think, are like what? Dancing? Right?
Yeah.
Getting to understand feelings when you dance?
What else? Being out in nature actually has actually, some people have said, oh, it doesn't work, but...
Oh, like there's to sense lot, nature, yeah, like to feel it around you?
There has been a lot of connection of just going out, turning off your phone, turning off your internet, getting away from the traffic and the hustle and bustle of city life and your job and all that, and just sitting in nature. We actually have a lot of information from TAF, or association files, that would verify that.
Like to listen to the bird and feel when the bird chirps or does a song.
That's one example.
But no, what I'm saying is feel the vibration of that sound.
Yeah,
that's where you get real feeling. Feel the vibration. Feel it break through the air, not just at your eardrum, right? But some other human things that you could do to be able to understand feeling is to dance, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Let yourself go. Let yourself, you know, flow with it. Don't impress anybody, you know.
But, or suppress.
Or suppress. Just let yourself go. You know, do it in your own room. Do something like that. Just feel it. Mm. And you will feel something sooner or later. Maybe not in the first 5 minutes, okay?
So, well, energy work like Tai Chi, too.
Also Tai Chi?
Is a great lesson in sensing and feeling.
Yeah, I think that things of that sort, like Tai Chi and dancing and other sorts of movement exercises like that, can help rev up momentum energetically. And I think that when you suppress, it's something that can get clogged up. So it's good to just allow yourself to let the flow go through as you do those things. I think it's something that can also be a type of release as well as a recharge.
Okay. And some emotional things too, that you can learn what's an emotion. Like if you're going to cry, if someone says something and it makes you react a certain way, that's a trigger. That's more of an emotional chemical response. You have to sort of know both of them side by side. Like this is a feeling and this is an emotional response. But can an emotional response also create a feeling?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, they work hand in hand, vice versa. One can trigger the other.
Right. And that's kind of like the where I wanted to get to. I wanted to get to try not to confuse them both, but they're always going to be like, you know, they're cousins. They're always showing up together.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a case-by-case scenario type of a deal with these two, because sometimes it's just an emotion or it's just a feeling, and sometimes it's a little bit of both. Sometimes one is the effect of the other, and, you know, in different types of scales and levels and percentages, you know, really hard to say. But, yeah, I definitely agree with you. I mean, they both work synergistically.
So I'm going to end my statement according to Taff, because that's what we work with. Feelings are really important. They can actually magnetize you to things. And in the art of creating your own reality, when you close your eyes and visualize it, it's not about sweating or feeling happy or joy. Well, joy is a state of being.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about that. It's about creating the feeling of being there, creating the knowing that it's already there and you have to walk to. So I think that feelings are a great tool for manifestation.
Agreed.
No, that's awesome. Agreed. And, you know, according to, without getting into too much details, because we do have a TAF section on Become the Source, but esoterically, they say someone who masters themselves, they're actually people who can think with their heart and feel with their head, meaning their logic.
And I mentioned the gut earlier, because the gut has neurons, but the heart has a lot of neurons. And the very first thing that's made out of you when you are borned is your heart.
Right? Borned?
Borned.
You mean when the development of,
yeah,
in the womb.
Wow,
the
born,
first thing,
right,
because
you might think borned is when you come out and say, hello world, yeah, I am. No, what I meant to say is, yeah, one of the very first things that you got is the heart. Boom, 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 boom. From there, everything starts to...
And then the brain
develops
last.
Right.
Well, not last, one of the last organs to develop. It's true. It's the heart.
So
it's the first one. Yeah.
The heart thinks without judgment because it doesn't have a hippocampus. Now, that's scientific for you guys out there. So the heart's always more right than the brain. The brain's trained to responses. So if you don't train your brain properly, like Luna 9 is mentioning, then you're going to get some pretty messed up results. But if you do train your brain and really feel, like, you know, sense with your heart, you get the feelings that you need to guide yourself through life.
When
I think
with your heart, they're saying that the heart actually also contains, what is it, neurons?
Yeah.
Neurodendrites?
Neurodendrites.
Yeah, I think that with the heart, it's more of like an intuitive way kind of thinking about it, and then with the brain it's really more of a pre-association type of thing. So it's really interesting.
And I also think that, you know, like you said, L1 Tai Chi and things of that nature, that you exercise, you get to feel along with the emotion, and you get to feel along with your body being a little bit on the exhausted side, so the feelings come out more. You can almost feel when you're moving correctly.
True.
I would say that's the same thing with martial arts. Yeah,
yeah.
It just feels
right when you do moves right.
Yeah, and I agree with that. So, any closing comments?
Well, let's say for those of you, if this is all new to you, if we sound like we're talking Greek or, you know, hoopla nonsense, just know that this knowledge has been around for quite some time. It's not New Age, and for those of you who want to start the journey, just know that you have started your journey by knowing the difference. They say knowing is half the battle.
I will back your statement up, my final comment today. And I would say that the things that have been written about these topics like many moons ago, more moons than your mom and your papa. Mm-hmm. They've been there for a reason, and perhaps they didn't have the technology to talk about it, but it's still very present. And I think that when you engage in this, you're going to find out that there are no words, and maybe there's no reason to write it down, because you actually have to become it before you can understand it. You have to be in it. When you're in it, there are no words to describe it. Luna 9, any last comments?
Well, you know, guys, just remember to stay cool, stay positive, and keep practicing. You don't get better when you don't apply the work. And may you become the source.
Those are great words. All right, guys, thank you very much for joining with us today and learning about feelings. I hope that your feelings guide you well. I hope that your feelings can open you up to wonderful emotions and circumstances, and you can manifest everything that you want in this silly little thing called life. Until next time, we shall see you. Tschüss. Auf Wiedersehen. Hasta la vista.
You are humanity's last hope.
Yes, don't forget, you are humanity's last hope.